All right, good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the halachos of Amir al-Nachri, of instructing a Gentile to do malacha on Shabbos. So again, we began to go through the different cases in which one is not permitted to go ahead and instruct a non-Jew. So remember, we've been focusing right now on the particular scenario that a non-Jew cannot be working on the property of a Jew in public on Shabbos. So the Kitzur writes actually an interesting exception to this rule. He says, "Aval ma'ino Yehudi noto chelek minat tvua." So remember again, let's say I have a situation, essentially a sharecropping situation, where I have a field, I have a Gentile employee or sharecropper, and the Gentile sharecropper takes a portion of the crop. So the halacha is vaminaku kein ba'osa makamos, and where I live, let's assume that the common setup is that the people who work on the farms are sharecroppers. In that type of situation, sha'ovides adama notel chilek betvua mutter. So interestingly enough, and you're going to see why this case, even though sharecropping might not be shayach to us, but certain principles that are highlighted in this case will apply to us. What the halacha says is the following, that a Gentile could go ahead and do work on my field, even though I hold the title to the field, if he is a sharecropper. The reason for that is because, remember, since he has an actual chelik, he has an actual portion in the crop itself, therefore one could say that the work that he's doing is directly related to that which he owns. So the novelty in this is, as much as I have title to the land, because he has a portion in the crop, therefore he's permitted to work on it on Shabbos. Now again, the caveat to this is that sharecropping is the normal arrangement in the particular locale in which this is happening. Therefore, when someone walks by my field, so Reuven's walking to shul on Shabbos, and he walks by my field and he sees a Gentile guy going ahead and taking care of my field, he won't be choshesh that an individual is working for me, since the common setup is sharecropping in that particular locale. So understand that the Gentile is working for the Gentile's own crops, the Gentile's own needs, and that is permitted. Similarly, one other caveat, v'masadehu b'makom rochok, she'in Yisrael dar b'soch tchum Shabbos b'menu, muter kam b'schiros b'sikum yadua, o b'vat shlo yehei ha'eno Yehudi schir yom. There is another very important exception, which is, until now we've been discussing the idea that the prohibition to have a non-Jew do work for me on Shabbos, on my real estate, is when that real estate is within the Jewish community. Because the concern then is, somebody's walking by my home, they see workers there, they don't know are the workers a schir yom, a hired hand for the day, or are they a kablonus, are they contract for the entire job. People don't know. All people see are there are non-Jews working on my property on Shabbos, which is problematic. Therefore, the Kitzur says, to have non-Jews work on Jewish property that is outside the Tchum. So let's say I go ahead, I own property somewhere. You know, this often comes up with people who own real estate, specifically with people who flip houses. This shaila comes up all the time, where a person buys a house, they have a bunch of non-Jews who are going and fixing it up. The house is not here. The house is somewhere in the middle of nowhere. So is the non-Jewish worker permitted to work on it on Shabbos? And the answer is, as long as that Gentile is not what we call a schir yom, as long as he's not being hired dafka to work on Shabbos, or he's not being paid for his hours on Shabbos, but he's a kamplon, he's hired to do a job, if he chooses to come and do it on Shabbos, as long as it is not within the Jewish community, it is absolutely permitted, says the Kitzur. Because again, which makes sense, since remember, we're dealing over here with Dirabanans, since in this case over here, A, he's a kablon, he's been hired for the job, B, it's outside of the Jewish community, no one's going to see it anyway, therefore again, it's absolutely permitted for the non-Jew to come of his own volition and to do malacha in that way. Rabbi Chanani ben Akash, Shalom Shemach HaBuzakos, Yisrael HaFichach, Herba Lohem Torvetz HaShinei, Amar HaDrech HaVetz HaMan Tzidko, Yagdo Torv Yadir.